This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Some of these private closed door situations. We can hear recaps or so-and-so is hearing, but as things got further down the line with him,
yeah,
I started to say maybe they should stay away from him because he's going to get drafted this late. He's going to be drafted to be a backup. Mm-hmm. And you just wonder about the distraction factors. Is dad going to be mad? Is he going to be mad? Backup quarterbacks have to have a certain mentality.
I agree with you on that.
Like, that's what warned me off him. I still think he is a better prospect if you just stand them side by side than Will Howard, who has a better chance of being good, but I don't think either guy is going to be an impact player.
I agree with you on that. I just think this is not the right team to be making that argument. The team that's about to, that is still of the belief that Aaron Rodgers is going to sign here and is courting that drama cannot really say that their angle or their goal is to stay away from drama-filled player.
Well, it's not just stay away from drama. They could come back, and I don't feel great even making this argument, but it's factually true. Mm-hmm. They can say one guy is drama-filled, although it could be more his dad that's the drama creator than anything at this point.
Yeah.
And he also has never played a snap of preseason, minicamp, or any other kind of NFL football.
Yep.
He's never meaningfully thrown an NFL football in anything other than screwing around.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy is the epicenter of his own drama, but has won 4 MVP awards, and they could, I'm not arguing in favor of this pony, but they could say the juice is worth the squeeze because we still think there's something.
They are saying that. Their actions suggest exactly that.
But that's an apples to oranges comp then, because one guy has done it at the highest level multiple times and has won a title, and the other guy literally has never played, has never set foot on an NFL field with an NFL team. So that's where the difference comes in. That's where I have to say, like, they can have their cake and eat it, too.
I would have, in real time, drafted Sanders over both Caleb Johnson and Jack Sawyer. However, the fact that they got Will Howard in the sixth round makes me like the way it panned out or played out for them better.
Well, how could I said the same stuff you said. I said I would take Sanders at 83. I would definitely take him at 123. Watching him fall to where he did, how can you have to move off that opinion a little bit if a guy like Howard, who people were mocking in the third or fourth rounds, was there in the sixth. You have to react to the draft as it unfolds. And I think change or alter some of your previously held takes based on where guys you like get picked.
I understand that. But here's the thing about that. If I say that because Sanders dropped all the way to the fifth round, now I think he's going to suck as a quarterback, then I would have to say the same thing about Howard. Because he fell all the way to the sixth, and I don't feel that way about him. I think he has a chance to be good.
With this team's reputation for quarterback play?
Yes, that's why I'm saying a chance. I'm not predicting it. The guy's a late bloomer. I think that some of the things Gruden said on that QB class episode, very compelling and persuasive to me. Now, we can say what we will about John and stuff away from football. I think his quarterback acumen's better than Tomlin's for sure. I mean, I don't think there's any debate there. And he sees promise in him. He was accurate. He completed over 70% of his passes at Ohio State. Really, at Kansas State, his whole bread and butter was being a running quarterback. That's what he did best there. And he got with a better play caller in Chip Kelly and much better weapons at wide receiver at Ohio State. And it took him about 9 or 10 games to really figure it out. But once he did in the biggest games, he was great. So I think that's definitely worth the shot in the sixth round, and I'm not ruling out that he's a starting quarterback one day for this team. I don't think it's impossible. I think he could be their answer.
What's likelier right this second, that he's their starting quarterback of the future or that whoever they're going to take next year is their starting quarterback of the future? Because they're going to take somebody.
Probably next year, but I think at some point this season, Will Howard is going to get a shot to show them that he could be their quarterback of the future. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to play all 17 games if and when he signs.
Well, I mean, if I were Will Howard, I would just be trying to figure out a way that I could be good enough in camp with what limited reps I would get that I could somehow convince them to make me the backup. I doubt that will happen. They probably are very comfortable with Mason in that role. But I would be trying like hell because of what it would show them that I want to win that job, that I'm coming for that number two job. I mean, I'll go back to what I said. I think Shedeur Sanders, like the things that he does do well are easier to identify and project. Like he's pretty accurate. If he's in the pocket and he's protected, I think, you know, short to intermediate throws, the ball will be on target. And I think that makes him a safer player. They took, though, athletically speaking, more of a home run swing and did it in the sixth round. Like, how could I be obstinate and say, I can't believe they didn't draft Sanders with all these opportunities, when I think he and Will Howard are not all that dissimilar as far as like their NFL futures. I'd rather have more fungible players in the rounds leading up to the sixth than take Sanders and leave a guy on the board that you otherwise wouldn't have. Like, now the way it shook out, do I love Caleb Johnson? Not necessarily. It just gives me a little bit of a Najee flashback.
Mm-hmm.
Size and like lack of breakaway speed. I have now, of course, been lectured by every Steelers fan on Twitter that he is nothing like Najee Harris.
Even though Nick Saban said otherwise, but that's okay.
Nah, what does Nick know? He went to Kent State. Oh, wait, my wife did too. So
did Jack Lambert.
Joke.
We don't want to say mean things about him.
No. But I guess my overarching point is, now that I know that Sanders went so far, hey, I could question Caleb Johnson's fit and do I want a more breakaway style running back, but they still got him. They got Sawyer, who does feel, God, I hate saying this because I laugh when people do. I'm not going to make the old joke about he feels like a Pittsburgh Steeler. He looks like a steal as far as where they drafted him relative to, and they didn't need him, relative to where he was.
Depending on what happens with TJ Watt.
Relative to where he was projected to go, that is an absolute steal. And I, again, cannot say I wish they'd have drafted Sanders in retrospect.
I think Sanders is going to be a bust because of the team that picked him and the situation they have. They already have, and this is why I'm just stunned by the amount of people. I mean, Kuiper, I understand because he was pot committed to Sanders. But the amount of people outside of, like, the Sanders is God, he's going to be a great quarterback community who are giving the Browns rave reviews. They created a problem right off the bat by taking another quarterback in this draft ahead of Sanders.
Well, I don't see, that's where I think, like, if you're going to tell me that the dysfunctionality of the organization is the problem, I'm going to agree, because I think Stefanski knows way more about quarterback play than Tomlin
does. But that just creates a whole quagmire right off the bat.
It does, and that's why they showed Andrew Berry looking like the dog at his head ate his homework, because Jimmy Haslam clearly said, pick this guy.
Because Sanders could reasonably maybe look at Flacco at 40 and look at Kenny Pickett and say, maybe there's a scenario in which they like me more than both of those guys. He can't do that with Gabriel because they took Gabriel before him.
He knows that the GM and the head coach liked Dylan Gabriel more, and I think we can all reasonably infer that the owner wanted them to draft him at that point.
I think, like a lot of people, how he responded to that adversity at the end of their regular season and the leadership and playmaking that he displayed throughout the playoffs was really attractive. And it's really what NFL football is about. There's going to be some adversity. How you respond to it defines you and your football team, particularly from the quarterback position.
The playoff made Mike Tomlin a Will Howard believer. They take him in the sixth round. They pass on Shedeur Sanders three times. That was, according to ESPN and others, the biggest story from the draft. We're going to give away Pearl Jam tickets next hour. We'll tell you how you can win those. Those will be a very popular and big-time get for our listeners.
Speaking of adversity here.
Yes.
You're now
my headphones broke.
You do this.
This is the
second time
this happened.
You've done this here.
Yep.
And so now you are, it's like you're doing the old way that they would talk on the telephone. They'd hold one
I'm
up to the ear while you're cupping the receiver there. It's quite a look.
Dustin Fox, Ohio State Buckeye national champ and ESPN college football analyst, is 15 minutes away. The second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, is going to take place June 5th and 6th at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. We're looking for 25 fire departments that will benefit from this year's fundraising. Register your fire department now at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by North Country Brew Red House Ale, Saloni's Italian Bakery, Don's Appliances, and Charles Leach Insurance. All right, 412-928-9370. Here is Brandon on Will Howard. Hello, Brandon.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Good. Hey, at first I wanted Dart, but, you know, as time went on over the weekend, I'm glad we ended up passing on Sanders. We didn't give up future picks. We added extra talent by doing that trade at the end and built a team that can finally, hopefully, stop the run. Sawyer is a steal. Will Howard has a real chip on his shoulder, and I think he has real upside. We got tougher without overreaching.
And you wanted Dart, who underachieved at Ole Miss and wasn't very good there?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you called me out on it. Look, that's what I wanted in the first round because there's unknown with Rodgers and other stuff out there. I'm glad we didn't end up doing it. We built a team that is going to be tough in the trenches, just like the Eagles did several years ago. I'm happy with the draft.
All right, thank you.
He's just suddenly, he's good now. I think there usually is an overcorrection, right? The day after the draft, every guy you got on day three is a steal. Every one of them fits perfectly. Can you believe so-and-so fell to the Steelers? I mean, you know, people fall victim to that all the time. I'm not even dogging it. I'm just saying it kind of is a fact.
I'm saying I think the Howard pick made any kind of question or concern. Well, two things happened. The Browns picked Sanders and the Steelers got Howard.
If the Rams get Sanders, you don't feel this way.
Yeah, if Sanders goes to the 49ers, I don't feel this way. If he goes to a team where I trust the coach and the system, and he's the number two who's waiting in the wings, I'm going to feel like team got a steal.
Tony, part of the reason that I have to have moved off of my position about him a little bit, again, though, this is not like a Will Howard is great. Man, all those teams that we always associate with getting the most out of young quarterbacks kept passing on him too. McVay, Shanahan. The Vikings even just taking a random flyer
on
a guy.
Yes, but by that logic, all those teams passed on Will Howard as well.
But unlike you, I'm not sitting here predicting that Will Howard might someday be like a starter in meaningful ways for the Steelers at quarterback. I'm merely saying like I would have drafted Sanders in the moment at 83 and at 123. I feel a lot better about the fact that they didn't draft him now than I did in those moments when I'm like, man, you could get him. He's right there. Him slip sliding the way he did down that board does alter my perception of him. And the fact that Howard slip slid, who cares? Like I see him at best as the next Steelers starting quarterback's backup. So I'm gravy with this, man. It's great that you got him in the sixth round and didn't have to pick earlier to get him.
Mr. Old School on passing on Sanders and taking Howard. Hello, Mr. Old School.
What's going on, guys? Hey, as you all know, I called you the other day and I said that the Steelers didn't need a quarterback. And I said this year, I feel like Howard. I watched the same Gruden thing that you did, and he impressed me. I was like, oh, okay. He looks pretty good. It's almost 6'5". It's like Ben size, and he could run. I mean, he looked good. Now, the thing about Sanders that I had a problem with is the fact that when they took the linebacker, and Sanders was right there. But when I watched Deion Sanders' interview with Tamron Hall. And he said, there's some teams I'm not going to let my son go to. She said, what do you mean you're not going to let him go? She said, that's my son. He said, well, what if he says he wants to go anyway? He said, who? He's going to do what I know what's best for him, and there's some places I'm not going to let him go. When you start putting that stuff out there, no team wants to deal with that. You know, and you coming in there with somebody saying you can do this, and you coming in there, he needed to be humble. But and I think that they took it a little bit too far, and that's why I would have wished I would have been okay with us taking him, but I'm good with Will Howard over any other quarterback other than Sanders.
412, thank you, Mr. Old School, 412-928-9370. Deion did tweet out that he would have pulled an Eli Manning if he were a quarterback and the Browns drafted him. So whatever he said on some daytime TV show, he must have taken it back because Cleveland did take him.
And well, I would have thought that 7 years ago.
Yeah.
That tweet is 7 years old.
So he must have changed his mind on that.
He probably would have said, I would have pulled an Eli Manning rather than go to the Buffalo Bills 7 years ago, too.
You know, the other thing I'll say here.
You didn't know it was a 7-year-old tweet.
No, I knew it was from 2018.
Moving along.
No, I knew it was from 2018.
Well, I just don't. As much as I think Deion came off ridiculous at times and all this, I'm not going to use a 7-year-old tweet as anything other than fodder to chuckle at the fact that the Browns were the one team he dogged there, and that's the team that got his son. That's
and
all.
I got to be honest with you, because of the way he allegedly acted throughout this, talking about the Sanders camp in Shador, I'm not nearly as upset about this kid prank calling him as other people are. Because this has been going on for years. People have been getting prank called. Tyler Warren got prank called during the draft and was told he was going someplace and he didn't.
Can I say broadly, or is this too much of a fence-sitting thing, that I think if you are spending actual time out of your day, and your dad in this particular case happens to be a defensive coordinator,
yeah.
God, what a loser kid you must be with nothing going on.
I used to prank call people when I was 15, 16 years old.
Your dad isn't the defensive coordinator of a team.
Yeah,
I feel
enough.
Like what Jax Ulbrich's dad does for a living
disqualifies him from doing that. I think
maybe,
you're probably right
maybe
about that.
Maybe be something other than a complete moron. Also, you said 15 you did prank calls?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all did the Jerky Boys prank calls at 15. He's 21, for God's sake.
I don't know. Before I found out it was Ulbrich's kid, I thought it was pretty funny. And if the same thing had happened to Jalen Milroe, I wouldn't have found it funny at all. Because Jalen Milroe's like a straight-A kid. Everybody says amazing things about him. Like,
so you're basically saying, Sanders, hey, you want to be this guy who's
there's
flashy
a little bit of comeuppance there for me.
Confident.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a little bit of comeuppance there.
The hand-wringing on every side of this now, though, has gotten like off the charts, where now it's...
Like the Falcons got to put out a statement almost like they were considering firing the dude's dad because of what his jackass kid did. All he did was make a stupid phone call. He didn't say anything derogatory or inflammatory. He just busted the guy's balls a little bit.
What if his phone call had just been, Shadur, is your refrigerator running? Then go catch it.
Like, I think this happens every year. There are multiple documented cases of kids that have to deal with this crap. And it sucks, and it's sophomoric, and it's juvenile, all those things. But at the end of the day, like, all right, for like 5 minutes, this kid's got to like feel worse about himself. And then maybe a half hour, an hour later, he gets a phone call that's for real and he becomes a millionaire instantly. I'm supposed to feel bad for that person?
When did they actually get Shadur with this? How many days into it?
I think it was day one, maybe. I think it was when the Saints at 9.
So, God, he's waiting.
No. Actually, no, that's not true.
It was before
Tyler Shuck got picked. It was in the second round because the kid said, it's been a long wait, huh? I don't know. I mean,
he was pretending to be Mickey Loomis.
Yes.
Wasn't that it?
Did you? But also, I'm sorry. Your dad played in the NFL. You hear some guy that sounds like he's 20 call you, and you don't know that that's not Mickey Loomis?
I mean, I wouldn't
right?
know what Mickey Loomis
Wouldn't you think
like?
He's some old hat, like some old...
What
Some
if
old
the,
white dude?
What if the guy, though, like through his voice, Giannotti once very famously asked for my help in pretending to be Bob Huggins.
He sounded like a guy in his 20s.
Hey, Shadur, you waited a long time. You waited a great long while.
I don't know. Like, if it was some guy that was new to football, I would say, well, maybe he doesn't have a handle on who the coaches and GMs are. But your dad played in the NFL. You don't know who Mickey Loomis is? He's a Super Bowl winning GM. Some guy that sounds like he's Austin Bechtold calls you? And your radar doesn't go up there? If he said, hey, this is Mickey Loomis's assistant, maybe I'd buy it.
Can you imagine if somebody had prank called Jackson Dart pretending to be, and it was, you know, Hat Whiff Starkey, if that got out?
Hello, it's Jackson. The Steelers are going to draft you. This is George in Washington.
Did you feel sorry for him? Seriously.
Sorry for him? No. I felt completely indifferent for Shadur. I just, nothing about like his personality makes me think that A, he cares that much. B, he probably is enjoying the fact that the kid is getting destroyed for this in most corners. I feel like the kid just is, I don't even want to say kid.
He's just immature. He's just an immature kid. He's kind of a jackass.
He just seems like a fail son. Many such cases. Andy Reid, many such cases. I just come out of it thinking Jax Ulbrich looks like a guy who probably should have more time on his hands to do other things.
He finished the phone call by saying, well, you're going to have to keep waiting. That is good.
I mean, I can tell. This just shows that you've never really grown fully out of 15-year-old pony. You're loving it.
I'm sorry. When I got to hear Stephen A. Smith say
the NFL is colluding
against him like it's Kaepernick all over again.
I think that's ridiculous. What if I like decided to do a prank call of you?
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, Andrew, this is so-and-so from like, you know, like some big talent agent at Fox or whatever.
Yeah.
Your buddies Danny and Nick, blah, blah, blah.
But hold on a second. That's a totally different thing, though. Because Sanders knew that he was going to get drafted and he was going to be in the NFL. I don't know that any of those places are going to call me. I'm also not the son of a millionaire who made like $15 million off of NIL and sponsorships.
You are, however, the son of an actor who has had to be an ass double or whatever in a movie, or just
I think they put a sock over the Johnson.
Yeah, you were telling us about like
they had special socks.
I always assume they have like flesh colored things that just essentially
go, no,
like,
I think it was
cover
just
the
a,
front. So just did the Red Hot Chili Peppers, huh?
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Dustin Fox set to join us here, ESPN college football analyst, Buckeye national champ, also based in Cleveland. So he has thoughts on what's going on there with the Shedeur Sanders pick. We've got Pearl Jam tickets we'll give away next hour. We'll get into our best, our favorite Steelers picks, our least favorite Steelers picks. We'll grade the draft, the whole thing. I also won't lose sight of the fact that Mike Sullivan, one of the greatest coaches in Pittsburgh sports history, was told his services were no longer needed by the Penguins today. Pat Bostic on Twitter said that Kenny Pickett will be the Browns' week one starting quarterback. And guess what? The odds makers agree. Kenny is the favorite to beat out Shedeur, to beat out Dylan Gabriel, and to beat out the ghost of Joe Flacco. And be the Browns guy.
I'll be honest, man. My first thought was Flacco at plus 1,200 on that, which is, I think, where he's going off right now on the odds.
Steal.
That feels like taking candy from a baby. Literally, I think he's the best quarterback in the room until proven otherwise.
He got him to a playoff in that offense. He was better than Deshaun Watson.
Until we find out that Dylan Gabriel, 5'11", is somehow like the next Drew Brees, or that Shedeur Sanders is going to engineer the greatest "I told you so" of all time. No offense to Kenny. Maybe some of you will perceive it that way. Flacco's the guy who I would trust among those four that are actually healthy to win me a game.
When's that dome getting built in Cleveland?
I feel like 27 or 28, maybe 27.
It's going to be done in 2 years?
No, probably 28.
Have they started it yet?
I think they're trying to like hammer out like the land.
Because I was going to say, Gabriel did that stoned interview at the Rose Bowl. We were talking about how he hates playing in bad weather and cold and rain and stuff. And yet here's the team that did digging and homework on the guy. He's a precision finesse passer. And they said, we'll pick him in Cleveland where, you know, at least for the time being, you're going to have to play weather games.
I don't even think that they keep unveiling these plans for it. But have they actually, they haven't pushed it all through yet, have they?
No, I don't think so.
They have a while still to go because they're going to try to build it out near the airport.
I think there's a better chance Kenny gets cut.
They didn't pick up Kenny's fifth-year option.
Ooh, there's a shocker.
There are a lot of surprises there. They did not want to pay him $22 million.
Little invested in him.
His skill set does, I've said this a million times, I'll say it a million and one. His skill set to me is very redundant with Sanders. I think Sanders is a better prospect. I think his arm and just feel are a little bit better.
He's younger and he's got more years left on his contract.
Kenny and Sanders are, to me, in many ways, especially the negatives, the same player.
I mean, I guess they could always try to slip Sanders through to the practice squad because so many teams passed on him in the draft, where you could try to stash him away in that respect, but then any team could just pick him up for nothing.
I mean, the Gabriel part of this is just so curious, and I will not defend them on that. And I'll give Sanders this. In no way, if you present me, hey, Chris, you have to take one of these two players with this pick in your draft, Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders. I don't care if Dylan Gabriel is the greatest team rah-rah guy in history. I'm taking Shedeur Sanders in about 1 second.
I mean, I've seen people on social media, NFL insiders already speculate they think Kenny's going to get traded again before the season starts.
Is Kenny going to become the new Josh Johnson of the NFL?
I don't even think Josh Johnson's been traded 3 times, Chris. He's in Washington now and on like his 19th
team. No, you know
team.
Who he actually is? Brandon Cooks if he keeps getting traded.
Cooks
does get dealt a lot.
Who was that NHL player who used to get traded at the deadline every year? Lee Stempniak, remember him?
Penguins made a move for old Lee Stemp.
Like that's what Kenny, he's becoming the Lee Stempniak of the NFL.
Man, that's a distinction you want. But he is a Super Bowl champion. Yep. You know, it's the only quarterback room in this division with 2 Super Bowl rings.
412-928-9370. Here is a man who I think was inside the Steelers war room in advising them on their picks. Johnny the Barber joins us. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, gentlemen. And Chris, I'm disappointed in you, but we'll get to that. Very disappointed.
By the way, breaking news here. According to Ashley Liotis of Channel 4, Dino Tomlin invited to Tampa Bay Buccaneers camp.
I knew it. Undrafted free agent pickup. I knew it. BFF has been calling on this. BFF.
But he went to Tampa Bay, not to the Steelers. That's what you were calling.
Tampa Bay, Johnny.
Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me.
You didn't even listen to what we said.
No, he heard
very
Tomlin in camp, and he got excited, yeah.
Come on, Johnny.
Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me. You had to throw that out there and ruin
my
perfect
record. It's
got to
be one of the greatest Steelers drafts ever that they got Howard and Sawyer, though, for you, right?
Well, how about Howard over Sanders?
Oh, that was an easy pick. Howard over Sanders. I mean, that guy, dropped harder than my last girlfriend on tequila. I'm telling you, he was terrible. And everyone saw that. I mean, the guy looked illiterate when they went to the whiteboards. You know, it was terrible. He couldn't diagnose out plays. BFF
what
called that.
What can Will Howard do, though? I mean, Will Howard, I imagine,
is Big Ben 2.0. Will Howard's
2.0?
Oh, 2.0, definitely. He would have had actually better stats than Big Ben at a Mac school had he not broke his arm his sophomore year. I mean, almost the same stats, the same build. The only thing is Will Howard did it in a relevant comp against relevant conferences. I mean, who did the Mac really play?
In five years, what is Will Howard?
5 years, he's the starter at Pittsburgh.
Has he won Super Bowls?
Yes, one.
Anything else?
OHIO.
All right. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. We're now joined by Dustin Fox, Ohio State Buckeye National Champ, ESPN College Football Analyst. Dustin, do you agree with that prediction on Will Howard?
How can anybody agree with that?
Well, I thought you might as a Buckeye.
Dude, I'm not a homer like you are a Pittsburgh homer.
Wow. Shots fired early here. Okay.
I'm sorry. You took a stray there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
I mean, if anything, he's a New York Mets homer, if you want to get very technical.
What's going on here? So you're not a Will Howard guy, huh? The guy just put another ring on your fan base's finger.
No, listen. I love Will Howard. I think that he was great for Ohio State.
It doesn't sound like it.
The guy just said he's going to win a Super Bowl.
Well, crazier. Well, Tom Brady won it as a six-round pick in his second year. It's happened. There's a precedent. Stan Humphries was a six-round pick and played in the Super Bowl.
There's not a precedent. That's an anomaly, dude. There's no way.
Mark Rippon was drafted in the sixth round and won a Super Bowl.
Who was that?
Mark Rippon.
Mark Rippon. I was 2 years old.
Still happened.
Pony probably watched the game yesterday, Dustin, that Super Bowl win for Washington, if we're being fair. What is Will Howard in all seriousness, in your opinion, in the NFL? Like, what's his ceiling?
I think he's a starter at some point. I think he has a chance to be a starter. Can he do those other things? I mean, who knows? He's a super smart guy. He's got great size. He's got above-average athleticism. I mean, like, the guy can run. I like him. I like him better than Shador Sanders for the Browns.
How do the Browns take two quarterbacks over the kid from Ohio State who just won them the national championship? I can't wrap my head around that one, Dustin.
Look, I can't wrap my head around the fact that the Browns decide to basically ignore a lot of Ohio State players, it seems. Not just this year or last year or the year. Like, it's just, I know they took DeJuan Jones last year in the fourth round or 2 years ago. But, like, it's not like they can't go down the road. Mike Tomlin basically has an apartment on campus at Ohio State.
Yes.
And yet Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are like allergic to Columbus. I don't know.
I don't know why they don't, you know, mind Columbus. It's the best program or one of the two best programs.
And the wide receivers that come out of the school,
too. It's not like if the Steelers were going to draft every Pitt player, although with Aaron Donald and Revis.
For a while, Tomlin did Maryland, which was a disaster, but he seemed to have gotten over that.
Dustin, who picked Shedeur Sanders? Because Andrew Berry looked like somebody had just, like, farted in his face when they actually announced the Shedeur Sanders pick. He and Stefanski looked like they were going to go Thelma and Louise and drive the convertible off the cliff.
I saw that clip. You never can tell what those guys are reacting to, if it was just that or whatever. I'm not reading too much into it. you know, it's easy to think that the owner had a lot of say in this decision because he's had so much say in so many vital catastrophes in the past. You know, the Johnny Manziel pick, the move for Deshaun Watson. Like, there's just a lot of moves that have been made, especially at that most important position that the owner has had his hands in. So to think that he didn't have his hands in this, I think he'd be naive. But, I mean, it's still probably pretty good value, right? I mean, you get a guy that everybody was talking about for months as the first-round pick. You get him five rounds later. So I don't know. I don't know that the Browns necessarily need another circus. And when I say circus, that's not a negative on the kid. It's just that it's in terms of, like, there's more questions about other things other than football that matter here. So I don't know.
Is Pickett the odd man out there, Dustin?
It's a good question. I don't know. You guys saw Kenny Pickett. I mean, we watched him play a little bit from afar, and I watched him in college. I did one of his games when he was a young player. But him or Flacco's going to be the odd man out because they're not going to cut Dylan Gabriel, who's the third-round pick,
yep.
And Shedeur Sanders is a fifth-round pick. Like,
so
they're not going
to cut. So it comes down to Pickett versus Flacco is what it comes down to, it sounds like, for the odd man out.
That's my the day after the draft, that's my take on it. I think it's probably the battle's between Flacco and Pickett, I think.
Dustin, of all the players we've talked about, we haven't mentioned the guy from Ohio State that I'm actually excited about and think is going to contribute to the Steelers this year. I feel like Jack Sawyer is a steal where they got him. What say you?
I mean, I'd go to battle with that guy any day of the week. I put it that way. I mean, he is an absolute war daddy. I think he's going to be a really good player. I think he fits the Pittsburgh Steelers' MO. I mean, he is like a perfect, like, the kid was born to play for Ohio State and then go play for a team like the Steelers, because he's just a hard-nosed kid who's going to be, he's grimy, man. Like, he's just a really darn good football player. And that's probably the best compliment you could say about the guy. I mean, you can look at numbers all you want or whatever, but, like, his intangibles are off the charts. He's a great leader, like, does all the right things. I mean, it's just what you want in a guy who's going to play on the defensive side of the football for you.
Dustin, what's your theory on how a guy with Howard's size and athleticism and run in the playoff, how does a guy that plays the sport's most important position fall all the way to the sixth round with that resume?
I think it's a very, very fair question. I don't have the exact answer. I didn't expect him to be a top pick. Like, I thought he'd go, like, somewhere between the third and the fifth round. That's where I thought he'd fall. So to see him fall into the sixth is a little surprising, I would say. But, like, I didn't expect him to be a first or second round pick. And part of that is because, you know, there needs to be probably a little better tape. And then he didn't have a great combine. So there's some things that probably didn't help him. But he's one of those guys that will outwork anybody and does all the right things. He's obviously an awesome leader. He's really strong in his faith. So, like the guy doesn't get in trouble. You know what I mean? He's going to be at the right places, doing the right things. I think he'll have a chance to obviously make the roster for Pittsburgh. And you guys haven't had a quarterback since Big Ben. So I'd give him every bit of a chance to become a starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
There you go. Justin Fox, ESPN college football analyst in Cleveland, Ohio State Buckeye national champion. Dustin, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Sorry I was a little late, boys.